Third.
Abinadel said that with every chapter, with every Torah, and the Kutamana, with every saying, there are some sayings, few lines to some of the chapters in Kutamana. Every Torah with every saying, regardless of the length of the Torah, which means even the shortest, the one-line Torah too, a person who could perceive deeply, could delve deeply, could see in every chapter, in every paragraph, he could see the whole Torah. He'll find the whole Torah hidden in that chapter. What whole Torah? The whole Torah should be Ksav. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and the entire Torah should be Baal Peh. Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, and so forth. And of course, the entire Kabbalah. So deep is this Sefer that every chapter you'll have in it, encompassed, all of the Torah should be Ksav and Torah should be Baal Peh. The whole Torah should be Ksav, on each chapter, there'd be many skeptics who would doubt this. How could you say that one chapter in the Kutamana, one page, contains all the 60 Gemaras? It contains all the Tanakh. It contains the four divisions of Shulchan Aruch. Four divisions of Shulchan Aruch are so complex, they cover all of the Gemara, plus the Dinim of Piksav and Baal Peh, but they're four solid divisions. How can you say one page of the Bein Hazzos? Persons are inclined to disbelieve this. Okay, they find at least the trace of skepticism in their heart. Rabbi Kocher Leib Zal's grandfather, Nachman Chagrin Zal, who wrote the Paparos L'Chochma, undertook to show, of course, he was a Goyin Olam. He was one of the greatest geniuses that ever lived, depth of mind, and very humble too, very modest. He was a Talmud of Rav Nosson Zal, and he decided to show, take an example. So he took the first chapter in the Kutamanan. It's only one daf. It's one of the shorter Torahs. Took the first chapter and said, I'll show you how these words are so. They're true. This first chapter, he proceeded to go on to the four Shulchan Aruchs. He wrote a whole sefer on the first chapter, in which he shows that every chapter in Shulchan Aruch can be derived from this one chapter or paragraph of Rabbeinu Zal, the first one. That's all we need. We have proof that the first chapter is like that. You can do the same thing with every chapter in the Kutamanan, every Torah, to show how all of the Shulchan Aruch, all Gemara, or Kabbalah is found in that. This is not what Rabbeinu Zal proved. He proved this to the skeptics, not chas v'sholom to those who have emunah in Rabbeinu Zal's words. We don't need any proof. We know we believe that emunah shlem Rabbeinu Zal's greatness. Rabbeinu Zal's greatness and the greatness of his Torahs are unmatched, unparalleled, and certainly Rabbeinu Zal said they contain the whole Torah in it. Naturally, they contain it. There's no question about that. But for one who has any doubt, one who wants to see an example of it, even if he believes, we have it in Rabbeinu Zal's writings to show that there is the whole Torah included in the first chapter. In different places, he proceeds to show a little connection to other parts of the Torah.